देवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्म निर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्मि अद्वयं सदा। सो इन द प्रीवियस श्लोका इन द सेकेंड श्लोका वी सो अहमस्मि सदा भामि कदाचित् नाहम अप्रियः ब्रह्मैवाहमतः सिद्धं सच्चिदानंद लक्षणं और आई एम माई नेचर इज सच्चिदानंदम Brahman's nature is Sachidanandam, therefore both are one and the same. I am one with Brahman. And what Brahman? Blissful Brahman. What blissful Brahman? The blissful Brahman, which is mentioned in this particular work, which is the subject matter of this work. Subject matter in the sense, the subject matter here is equating that Brahman with oneself. But the subject matter of all scriptures and that Brahman which can satisfy us, which can fulfill our life, which can give us eternal bliss, after achieving which yajñātvā neha bhūyo anyat jñātavyam avaśiṣyate, after knowing which, like there will be nothing remaining to know, there will be nothing else to know. Yajñātvā mokṣase aśubhāt, from all aśubham, aśubham means that which gives us dukkham. So from all ashubham, we will get liberated. So such a Brahman, I am such a Brahman. So Brahman's nature is Sachidanandam, my nature is Sachidanandam, but it doesn't stop there. So what are the Shastras, what do the Shastras speak about Brahman's, in a way, characteristics or qualities? So quality of, like, two quality of Brahman with respect to the world. Of course, we are in the world, we are experiencing the world. So with respect to the world, two qualities that are mentioned of Ishvara or Brahman is Sarvajñatvam and Sarvavyapitvam. So one is all-knowing nature, all-pervasive nature. Here Vidyaranya, like, sorry, Lakshmidara adds one more. So he says Sarvakaranam. Karana means like cause of everything. So he deals with these three qualities of Brahman with respect to Jagat in the next shloka. Of course, these are also like important logical analysis that we have to do. We have to remember while doing this particular analysis or the analysis of oneself to be Sarvajna, all-knowing, Sarvakaranam, all-causing, and so like Sarvavyapi, all-pervasive. We have to remember that. Deshaha kopina bhaseta, yadi tarhyastva desha bhak, sarva deshat prakrip laiva, sarva gatvam natu swataha. So we have already learned that in the 10th chapter of Panchadashi, where Vidyaranya says that Desham is possible only in an entity. Desham is a change. Space means like it's a space means limited changing. So space is possible in an entity which is spaceless. Space is an illusion in spaceless entity. So that means Sarvagatvam, all pervasive nature, is only with respect to the world and not by nature. So that is why by nature Brahman is Sachidanandam, with respect to the world, relative perspective, that is where Sarvajñatvam, Sarvavyapitvam, Sarvakaranatvam, etc. come into picture. But that is also like being answered, you know, explained beautifully by Lakshmidara here. So what is with respect to all knowing and all pervasive and all causing? So Brahman is all knowing. Why is Brahman all knowing? Brahman is all knowing because This world has been created from Brahman. Brahman has created this world out of himself. So when Brahman creates the world, so any creation is known completely, fully by the creator. It's a simple concept. If I create something, I'll know whatever I create. I'll know in and out of what I create. So if we think about it, like if we think about James Gosling and Java, James Gosling knows almost everything of Java. Of course, Java is something which is changing day by day. Things are getting added. But he is the one who developed Java, created Java. Therefore, he knows in and out of Java, all-knowing nature with respect to Java. And we already saw that Brahman is that entity from which this world has come. Etova imani bhutani jayante. Yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisamvishanti tad vijijnyasasva tad brahmeti. What is Brahman? Brahman is that from which this world has come, in which the world resides or stays, has its existence, and onto which the world merges at the time of destruction. So such a world which has come from Brahman, Brahman should know everything. And do the Shastras speak about Brahman knowing everything? Yaha sarvajnaha sarvavet yasya jnanamayam tapaha tasmadetad brahma namarupam annam cha jayate. Yaha sarvajnaha sarvavet yasyaiva yasyaisha mahima abhuvihi. So in two places, Mundaka Upanishad speaks about Ishvara like yaha sarvajnaha sarvavet, one who is sarvajna and sarvavet. So there sarvajna and sarvavit means like one is general knowledge and one is specific knowledge. That is what is meant there. Vishesha jnanam and normal jnanam. So the Shastras do speak about Brahman as all knowing. So do the Shastras speak about Brahman as all pervasive? Yes. Shastras do speak about Brahman as all pervasive. Yachya kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyan narayana sthitah. So whatever is there in the world that is pervaded in and out by Ishvara. Sarva vyapitvam, like that is kind of seen in many places, even in a few places like akashavat sarvagatam. Is one yata saushmyad akasham nopalipyate. Yata sarvagatam saushmyad akasham nopalipyate. Sarvatravastito dehe tata atma nopalipyate. 13th chapter of Gita, Krishna says that even as all pervasive akasham is not tainted, similarly, this Ishvara or Brahman pervades the entire body but still is untainted. So that means sarvagatvam also is there. Sarvakaranatvam we already saw. Brahman is the cause of whatever we see. Whatever we see as the world, Brahman is the cause of all those janma adyasya yatah. That which is, that from which the birth of the world has happened, existence of the world is happening, and destruction of the world will happen. Oh, you speak as if you know that destruction will happen. How do you know destruction will definitely happen? Krishna again says in the 8th chapter of Gita, Krishna says that all this like punaravartate, all this like happen again and again. So that means like the day of Brahma is when creation is there, and when it becomes night, creation ends. And again the next day it starts. Bhuta gramasya evayam bhutva bhutva nivartate. So it comes, goes. That is what happens with respect to the world. So we know like if something is created, it should be destroyed and then again it has to start again. As Vidyaranya says, it is like a canvas. So Ramana Maharshi used to like this analogy of canvas. A canvas. So the things have been drawn in the canvas. When it is opened, then that is creation. When it is closed, destruction. Again open it, that is what again and again the same thing happens. So we know that Brahman is Sarvakaranam, or the cause of everything. So we know that aspect definitely. So Brahman is Sarvajna, Sarvavyapi, Sarvakaranam. So what about myself? So this is where Vidyaranya says, this world that we see, is it real? It seems to be real. It appears to be real. So seeming, or that which is seen, cannot be accepted as reality. Reality, like one way to figure out reality is not by going by like what is seen or what seems to exist. And what is reality? Na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate satah. Abhavaha vidyate na satah. For satah, for sat, for reality, abhavam, non-existence, it never ceases to exist. But this world which changes, vikaram, that world which changes is also subject to birth and death. That means it will vanish, which means it is not real. So what is this world? Like a dream world. So here Lakshmidara gives a beautiful analogy for this dream world, this big or long dream world of waking world. What is it? Mayeva udeti chit vyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. Gandharva pattanam. What is this jagat? Gandharva pattanam. So gandharva pattanam means a town or a palace in sky. So gandharva, gandharvas are people like who are imagined, who are not real. So here gandharva nagaram means that castle sky or castle in space is generally the right words or expression for it, castle in space. So any people like so therefore people like who just imagine, we say like, oh, you're building castle in space. Don't build castles in space, that won't help you. So this world is like that. How do we know the world is like that? Of course, anityam asukham lokam, that which is changing is also unreal. That which is unreal is just imagined. It is an imagination of the mind. Swapnamaye yata drishtam gandharvanagaram yata. Tata vishvamidam drishtam vedanteshu vichakshanaihi. So, even as the dream world that we see, even as a Gandharva Nagaram that we see, in a similar way this world has been perceived by knowers of Vedanta. Vedanteshu vichakshanaihi. Vichakshanaihi means vichakshanam. Vichakshanam means like people who have insight, deep insight, means who are realized. Such realized masters speak about this world like the dream world or like Gandharva Nagaram. So this is something which is worthwhile remembering at all times. What is this world? Gandharva Nagaram. So immediately if we are able to remember this world as Gandharva Nagaram, whatever problems like we are facing immediately will cease to be problems. Externally the problem might still be there, but internally it will not affect us. So problems are faced by a lot of people. Everyone faces problem. Everybody faces problem in life. But the bold or the wise person is one who doesn't consider problem as problems. So that is what is required. It's not external solution. External solution, like we can solve problems externally. So externally, like if we want to have a chilly environment, chilly or like I think cold environment is a cool environment, then we can put on the AC, but that will not solve our problems. External, as Amma says, it's not the external conditions or situation, environment that has to be changed. It is the mental state that has to be changed. Mind. Maneva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho bandhaya vishyasaktam muktaihi naruvishayam smritam. Mind alone is the cause of bondage and liberation. That mind which runs behind worldly pleasures, that seeks pleasures out of worldly objects, that is bondage. The mind which doesn't seek worldly pleasures, which is happy with its own state, the state of the self, contemplation of everything to be one Ishvara, one Brahman, that mind is in liberation. So it is all with respect to the mind. Therefore, if we are able to remember Gandharva Nagaram, what is this world? After learning Advaita Makaranda, immediately we should say Jagat Gandharva Pattanam. This Jagat is Gandharva Nagaram. And where is it created? Of course, we saw earlier, like, Jagat is in Chit. If Chit is not there, Jagat is not there. Chit is Brahman. Without Brahman, this world will not exist. World will cease to exist. So, in this Chit, what is Chit? Space. Chit Vyomni. Chit Vyomni means like it is a space. Consciousness is a space. How do you know consciousness is a space? In every place, like whatever objects exist or whatever objects seem to exist, their consciousness is the light. It is the light of all lights. Yadadityakadam tejo jagat bhasayate kilam. Like that which illumines the entire world in the form of Aditya or Aditya's light, sun's light. I am that power. I am that light. So that means, without that light, the world will not exist. So that means that light is there in each and every place. It's in every place of the world. Wherever we see the world or things existing, consciousness is already there. So that is Vyomni, and in that space, and this is also in a way, like literally, or which I should say figuratively said as Chidakasham. Chidakasha Rupini. Chidakasham means the space, conscious space in our heart. It is also called heart space. Now, what does that heart space mean? Like, can I find out space inside my heart? Can I find out like this conscious space? No, we cannot find out. What does that mean? That means seeing everything as pervaded with Ishvara. That is what is meant as Chidakasham. So Chidakasham means Akasham of consciousness, which means this entire world is pervaded by one entity, by one Brahman. And that Chit Vyomni, what is this Chit Vyomni? Mai, Mai Eva, in me. Me who am Chit Vyomni. I am the Chit. How do you know I am the Chit? Aham Asmi Sada Bhami. I am Chit, I am consciousness. I pulsate each and every minute of my life. Pulsation is already always there. I am the light. I am the light behind the entire world. Whether one Brahman, whether Vedanta, whether Shankara, whether Amma, all those people exist or not, I do definitely exist. I never cease to exist. When I go to dream, when I go to deep sleep, Shankara vanishes, Amma vanishes, but I still am there. I am always there. So that I is Chit. And Mayi Eva, in me alone, Eva means alone, in me alone, who am Chit Vyomni, conscious space, space consciousness, in me Jagat Gandharva Pattanam, Udeti. Udeti means rises. So this Gandharva Pattanam, this Jagat which is Gandharva Pattanam, Gandharva Nagaram, which means it is imaginary, which is unreal. And such a Gandharva Nagaram is seen. Gandharva Nagaram rises. So what does that mean? That means I am the cause of this world. So if the world rises in me, in space consciousness, which I am, that means I am the cause of the world. If it rises in me, it also has to exist in me. Whatever rises in me has to exist in me. It will merge back into me. So that means I am Sarvakaranam. I am Sarvakaranam because this world arises, or world Udeti, world rises, sets, even as the sunrise and sunset. Oh, sunrise is only an illusion. Yes, sunrise and sunset is an illusion. Similarly, the rise of the world and set of the world is also an illusion. Can anybody say that this world exists? That world which is not there before rising, which is not there after setting, how can we prove that the world exists? Adavante cha yatnasti vartamane pitattada. The world which was not there before creation and after destruction, how can we say it is there now? It is like telling, okay, oh, I saw like Aishwarya Rai just now. Oh, like I saw her here. Immediately we run, bring our friends and say, I saw her here. Can we prove that she is not there now? So can we prove she was there? We cannot. Whatever is not there in the beginning, whatever is not there at the end, that is not there in the middle as well. So that means this jagat is an illusion, it is not real. But this illusion rises in me, which means I am Sarvakaranam. I am the cause, all like we can say, like all cause of this, or ultimate cause, or supreme cause of this world. And since this world rises in me, therefore I know everything about the world. I know everything about the world. Therefore, I am Sarvajna. All-knowing nature is also there in me. Sarva, what about Sarvavyapi? Of course, if the world is rising in me, then I am all pervasive, I am there. Ah, that doesn't make sense. It does make sense. Any space, any place we imagine or we think or see or hear, we have to be there before the space exists, right? Yes. Imagine Switzerland. When we imagine Switzerland, are we there in Switzerland or not? Yes, we are already there. Without us, Switzerland cannot exist. So that means each and every object, like that is one way of seeing it. Whatever we imagine, whatever we see, immediately we are there. Without us, it cannot exist. Without not the limited I or this body, but the real self. And each and every object that exists has to have chit, which is me. Without me accepting it, it cannot exist. If I am unconscious, if I negate this world, the world has to vanish. And that is why Gaudapada Acharya says that if prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshayah, Maya matramidam dvaitam advaitam paramartatah. This dvaitam is Maya matram, it is only an illusion. Advaitam is paramartatah, reality is advaitam, non-duality. If you think that this world exists, if you perceive that the world exists, then definitely it will stand down, it will vanish. How do we know it will vanish? We just have to negate it. How can we negate, like can we like take a machine gun, like as or machine gun, sorry, as like we see a lot of killing happening in the world, so take a machine gun and then start shooting people, can we do that? Definitely no, we cannot do that, can never do that. But negating the world means knowing that the world is not real. That is negation of the world. So in one place, Vidyaranya speaks about getting rid of this body. So getting rid of the ego is something which is we know very well. Yasyena ahankrito bhavah, ahankrita bhavam, ahankaram shouldn't be there. So when somebody says ahankaram shouldn't be there, it doesn't mean like we have to kill the ahankaram. We cannot. If the world is there, ahankaram will also be there. We cannot destroy that which doesn't really exist. The world is not real, ahankaram is also not real. That which is not real cannot be removed. We cannot remove water in desert. We can only assert that the water doesn't exist. We cannot remove the snake. We cannot kill the snake in the rope, because there is no snake in the first place. We can only assert that there is no snake. That assertion itself means negation or removing. So that is what is to be done with respect to the body. Kill, remove the body, set aside the body means we can't like remove and oh let me put it aside like a cloth. We can't do that. What it means is I am not the body. That is what is meant there. And with respect to the world is not real. The world is only Nama Rupam. It is only an illusion. So having this notion means negating the world. So that is what is to be done. So sarva-vyapitvam is proved. What about sarva-jnatvam? You said like I am all-knowing because the world has come from me. But I don't experience all-knowing nature. I still experience that I don't know a lot of things. I don't know whatever is happening in White House. I don't know what is happening with respect to the journalist who was convicted in Iran. I don't know what is happening with respect to that. I don't know what use is going to take, what step use is going to take. I don't know what is running in the minds of pirates who are deeply inspired by Johnny Depp's role of Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know music. I don't know a lot of ragas. I don't know a lot of scriptures. I don't know a lot of things. So how can you say that I know everything? So knowing everything, like, what does knowing everything mean? It's kind of simple. Can a goldsmith know all the gold ornaments? Definitely no. Because each and every day new things are getting created. So we cannot know everything. So can a person know all, like, can James Gosling know each and every class that is created in Java? No, he cannot. Because new are getting created. But he knows the basics or the essence of all those is that class file which behaves this way. A goldsmith knows that the essence is gold. So whatever new name, new form is created, like gold pendant, a gold ring. So like tomorrow, like somebody creates a ring, like they create something, gold eyeing. So these days, like, it's only with respect to the nose or the ears, and like people have started piercing even their tongue. So tomorrow it may be eye. So eyeing, something new is getting created. So a lot of such things can be created. Anything like that can be created. Whatever it is created, still the goldsmith knows all of those. Why? Because he knows their essence of gold. If he knows the essence of gold, he knows all ornaments of gold. Yata saumya ekena mritpindena sarvam ridmayam vijnatam syat acharambanam vikaro namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. And the same is like extended to Kanakam as well. So, oh dear, even as by knowing like one piece of mud, all objects made of mud are known. Similarly, like, is the case with this world. And like Nama Rupam is just an illusion. It is not real. It's just a name and a form. Whatever is real is mud alone. So, Gata Kudhyadikam Sarvam Mrittika Matram Evahi. Tadvat Brahma Jagat Sarvam Iti Vedanta Dindima. So even as Ghatam, Kudyam, like pot, wall, etc. are just illusions in mud. They are all mud only. Similarly, this entire world is one Brahman. Tadvat Brahma Jagat Sarvam, thus says Vedanta. So all knowing, like, how can I know the entire world? I can know this entire world because I know the essence to be myself. Mayeva udeti. This world has come out of me. That means essence of the world is me. If the essence is me, I know me. I know me. What is a statement? Like, definitely. Do you know yourself? I know, definitely. I am the self. I am the all-pervasive self. All-causing self. Sachidananda self. Which means I know everything. So what is, like, if something new is created tomorrow, so go to a Starbucks, you can find all the new names getting created. What are each of those? Oh, it is just coffee. Normal person. For a Vedantin, what is this? It is just a namam rupam in Brahman. Oh, what is this? Like, what is, like, who is Bruce Lee? Just a name of Bruce Lee, the form of Bruce Lee. He is Ishvara, he is Chit, he is Brahman, he is me alone. So what about anything else like laptop, mouse? All of those are just one. That is, those are Ishvara alone. Of course, science has also reached like farther than it was long ago. So today, what is like a laptop? Protons, neutrons, molecules, atoms, molecules. Energy, they have energy, molecules, and molecules have energy. What is the body? Molecules, and these molecules are called DNA or genes, something like that. So everything is one and the same. So science has also reached to that extent, but science goes by what can be perceived ദ പെർസീവർ കനോട്ട് ബി പെർസീവ് സാക്ഷി ദൃഗേവ ന തു ദൃശ്യത്തെ ദ സാക്ഷി ദൃക് ദ പെർസീവർ കനോട്ട് ബി പെർസീവ് സയൻസ് ഈസ് ഓൾവേസ് ലുക്കിംഗ് അറ്റ് ദ റെലം ഓഫ് പെർസെപ്ഷൻ സോ ദെയർഫോർ The perceiver cannot be found out by science. Science can never find out the perceiver. Science is always focused on objects. Therefore, it cannot perceive the subject. The subject from which all objects are created, the subject of I. So that is where science fails miserably. So even when science has progressed to an extent of cloning, human cloning, of course human cloning has not started yet, but dog cloning, a lot of things are happening like analysis research, but all of those are of no use because day by day violence is getting more. The same science which has helped technological progress and like progress of humanity itself is also causing degradation. The same science is being used for creating nuclear weapons. The same science is being used. The same internet that is used for spreading information through Wikipedia and other things. The same internet is used for viruses, spreading viruses, stealing people's identity. Identity theft, that is something which is popular these days. Popular, not, I shouldn't say popular. Popular is the wrong word. Common these days. So that means science is always in the realm of objects, therefore science is always a failure. But Vedanta goes to the subject and therefore Vedanta is always a success. So this entire world is created from me, therefore I know the world as its essence of Brahman. It's not a true logic. I don't know everything. There is no point of saying that I know everything when I don't know everything. What is the point of knowing everything? What is the point of knowing the objects of the world, each and every objects of the world? There's no point. If the world is an illusion, what is the point of knowing? I can dictate exactly what I saw in dream. If somebody says, will we call such a person like a great person? Oh, he can paint whatever he saw in dream. We'll say such a person, he is a mad person. Why? Because it's not real. If it is not real, why should we bother about like painting? That which is not real, there is no point of like analyzing it. So this world is also like that. If this world is not real, Jagat Gandharva Pattanam is a Gandharva Nagaram. Gandharva Nagaram, it doesn't exist. So that which doesn't exist, why should we bother about like analyzing or trying to know everything in the world? We know it to be Brahman, to be Chit, to be arising in me. Even as this dream world happens in me, rises in me, this external world also rises in me. Not me as an individual, me as the ego, but me as the self. So in me as the self, this world rises, stays, and this gets destroyed. The illusory world is in me, therefore I know this world to be me. If I know me, I will get happiness, then why should I bother about the illusion that is created? Why would we want to know the snake that is created or the various snakes that are created in the rope unless we are fools? So that is why if we go and buy a gold ornament, we are fools, because it's okay to buy. It is not okay to compare gold ornaments. If we compare gold ornaments, we are fools, because there's nothing new created. It's only gold. The goldsmith is like wise. He doesn't differentiate between objects of gold. So that is where the Shastras always say that Sarva Bhutastam Atmanam Sarva Bhutani Cha Atmani Ikshate Yoga Yukta Atma Sarvatra Samadarshinah. Seeing the self in all and all in self, that is the vision of a yogi, of a person who has vision of oneness. यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतान्यात्मन्येव अनुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु च आत्मानं ततो न विजिगुप्सते. Person doesn't have any hatred if he sees the self in all and all in self. Sarvam atmeva bhudvijanatah tatra ko mohah kah shokah ekatvam anupashyatah. So a person who knows that everything is like oneself, tatra ko mohah, where can be the delusion, where can be sorrow? So such people are wise people who don't see duality, because they know duality is only an illusion. Nehanaasti kinchana, there is no duality at all. If a person sees duality as if it is existing, mrityo samrityam apnoti, mrityo samrityam gacchati. So two shlokas, two different variations are used in two shlokas. Yaiha nana iva pashyati, a person who sees nanatum, he goes from death to death. That means like he struggles. He is always in sorrow. He suffers because he doesn't perceive the underlying reality of one Ishvara who is our own very nature. So mayeva udeti chidvyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. So this Gandharva Nagaram has come, has risen in me, from me as the space of consciousness. Atoham, okay, sorry. So mayeva udeti chidvyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. Atoham na katham brahma sarvajnam sarvakaranam. So I think I might have the previous shloka, I might have said wrongly, I guess. Okay, yeah, the previous shloka, whatever I said was like the few words were wrong. So aham asmi sada abhami kadachit naham apriyah brahmaiva ahamatah siddham sachidananda lakshanam. So therefore, so I am, I exist, I am existence, I am chit, I am anandam. Therefore, brahmaiva ahamatah siddham, atah siddham. Therefore, it is proven that brahmaiva aham, aham brahmaiva, I am Brahman alone. Sachidananda lakshanam, of the nature or of the characteristics of Sachidanandam. So I'm sorry, like I quoted the wrong shloka earlier. So this shloka is mayeva udeti chidvyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. This Gandharva Nagaram has come, has risen in me. Therefore atoham ataha, therefore aham na katam brahma. So how can I not be a Brahman? What Brahman? Sarvajnyam sarvakaranam, that Brahman which is sarvajnyam, that which knows everything, sarvakaranam which is the cause of everything. So since this world has, this Gandharva Nagaram is rising in me, therefore how can I not be different from Brahman? So which means I am not different from Brahman, I am all knowing, I am all causing, and I am all pervasive as well. So if we can't remember the logic as to why I am all pervasive, why I am all knowing, why I am all causing, at least this shloka should let us remember the nature of the world. So anytime we think about the world, we see the world, we should remember jagat gandharva pattanam. So even if we are not able to remember mayeva udeti chidvyomni, mayi eva chidvyomni udeti. So mayi chidvyomni eva udeti. So in me as the space of consciousness alone, this world rises. So if we are not able to remember that, at least that is fine. But what is this jagat? Gandharva pattanam. It is a Gandharva Nagaram. So Gandharva Nagaram means there is no point running behind the world. So we see today people running behind a lot of things. So running behind money, running behind wealth. So money and wealth means like possession of other things. So running behind power, running behind fame, running behind a lot of things like singing. I have to learn singing, I have to learn dancing, I have to learn this, I have to learn that. So people are running here and there. So that is why the world is in a chaos. People are running here and there. Obama is running to prove himself to people. People are running to save their jobs. And those who have jobs, they are striving to running to or running here and there to keep their job. And people like who have job and who very stable job, they are running here and there to pay their mortgage. So everybody is running here and there. Some are running like, and there are people like who run to various temples. They go here and there. This temple, this place, this Tirthadanam. So some people are running like here and there. Like if we go and meet, they'll say, "Oh, last week I went to Madurai Meenakshi temple. This week I am going to Kapalishwar temple. So next week it is Udupeshwar. And then after that, Rishikesh. And after that, like Badrinath, Kedarnath, Badrinath. And after that, where? Like Himalayas. And after that, Vaikundam. And then Kailasam. So people are running here and there, like various Tirthadanam. All those are fine. Going to Tirthadanam is fine. But forsaking the Ishvara who is inside us, who is our own nature, who is this entire world, that Ishvara, that Advitiya Satyam, if we don't accept, then going to any such place will not help. Even going to Mahatmas like Amma will help us prosper worldly. But worldly prosperity is always limited. It is short-lived. One fine day, economy will go down and then prosperity will be lost. So again, go and run to Amma. Amma will like again say, "I'll do Sankalpam." Compassionate mother will say, "I'll do Sankalpam." And then, okay, fine now. So now like mortgage is done. And then if mortgage is done, then what will happen? Like I have a stable house now. Now I need a wife. So you get a wife and then like fight with the wife, divorce, again run. And then another wife. And then like run for like, "I don't have children." And then one child. And one child is there, it is a boy, I need a girl. So another child, and then both childs like, "I have to spend for their education, and then like high school, after high school college, and after college their marriage, but they are not like agreeing, they are not listening. I thought like my children will be your devotees, Amma, but my children are kind of very different. At times I think, are they my children?" So to that extent, and then run again, and Amma will again, compassionate mother who doesn't get tired at all, she'll again do Sankalpa. But all those Sankalpa, will that really help us? No, all the Sankalpa is for no use, because it's worldly perspective. What is the world? Jagat Gandharva Patanam. Can the Gandharva Patanam be changed? Definitely no. And without accepting the Ishvara who is inside us, if we run behind worldly pleasures, then we are fools. Again, not my wording. Yoga Vasishta says, "Tektva hrid griha ishanam devam anyam prayantiye te ratnam abhivanchanti tektva hastasta kaustubham." Those people like tektva hrid griha ishanam, that Ishvara who is in our heart, in our very heart. So tektva, renouncing such an Ishvara, ignoring such an Ishvara. Devam anyam prayanti anyam devam prayanti. Those who seek other devatas, anyam devam, other devatas, other goddess or gods. That means people like who fail to recognize Ishvara as in our own heart. People who fail to recognize Ishvara as pervading the entire world and instead go behind temples and other things, they ratnam abhivanchanti, they want ratnam, they want jewels, but they already have a kaustubham. Kaustubham money, the greatest jewel they have with themselves, and renouncing that kaustubham, they run behind other jewels. That is why Amma says, that Amma always says, Ishvara is not a person who resides just in temples. Ishvara is a person who resides in our hearts. Ishvara is a person who resides in each and every object of the world. we know everything is Brahman. Why? Mayeva udeti chit vyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. This entire world arises out of me, out of Ishvara, out of Brahman. That means this entire world has to be Brahman. Advat Brahma jagat sarvam. This entire world is Brahman. Antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyannarayanastitah. Ishvara pervades this entire world. So even after all those statements, or all those, like listening to all those still running behind, oh, Vedanta, that's all fine, but you know what, like I cannot attend tomorrow because I have to go to Kashi. Kashi, yeah, you have to go to Kashi, Vishveshwar. Vishveshwar will get angry, and if he gets angry, you know what will happen. So I can't, like, I can't ignore him. I can't disappoint him. So such people, they'll be running here and there, and they'll not get any happiness at all because they are trying to see Ishvara in the world, in the Nama Rupam. A jnani sees Ishvara in the world as the substratum, as the essence, not Nama Rupam. Nama Rupam has to be renounced, negated, set aside, and then person has to see the essential Ishvara. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Ishvara is there in this entire world, pervades the entire world. Tena tyaktena bunjita. Tyagam, through tyagam enjoy. Tyagena ige amritattva manashu. What is tyagam? Tyagam is not like just renouncing our possessions and then like becoming an ascetic, going to a particular ashram and taking sannyas. That is not tyagam. Going to a cave and meditating there, that is not tyagam. Tyagam means negating nama rupam. Negate nama rupam and then enjoy. Enjoy what? Enjoy what remains behind. What does remain behind? Ishvara advitiya satyam. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Renounce all dharma and seek me alone. That means renounce nama rupam and see me everywhere. Such a person will get happiness, not a person who runs here and there, forgetting that his very nature is Ishvara, forgetting that everything is Ishvara, just differentiating. Yato lakam durghe vrishtam parvateshu anuvidhavati evam dharman pratak pashyantan eva anuvidhavati. So those people, like even as water that falls from a mountain, the top of a mountain, it gets into etodakam durge vrishtam parvateshu anuvidhavati. So even as the water, like that comes from the top of a mountain, and if there are multiple short waves and all, then the water will get lost in each of those. And like the water is coming from a good force at the top of the mountain, but if there are multiple ways, then the water gets split. And when water gets split, its force is lost. So similarly, people, evam dharman pratak pashyan, even as people, like even like that, people like who differentiate between dharma, dharma means nama rupam, like who differentiate between objects of the world, taneva anubhidhavati, they go behind those dharmas. They get lost in those dharmas. What do those dharmas do? What will those dharmas give us? Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yo naya evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. Those nanatvam will only mrityo samrityam gachati. Mrityu means those happiness, like which is derived from sense contact of objects, from nama rupam, those are short lived. They are seeds of sorrow, dukkha yo naya. Dukkha yoni, they are seeds of sorrow because adhyantavanta, they have a beginning and an end, they are not real. So such people, like who run behind nama rupam, who differentiate between various nama rupam, not able to apprehend, not able to accept the underlying essence of Ishvara, not able to remember that everything is one Ishvara, one Brahman, who is my own nature, such people will not get bliss and they will take birth over and over again. They will suffer in this samsara sagaram. And that is not worthy, that is not required, and that is not the purpose of life, and that is not what is our own very nature. So it is like having a gold coin with us, but not knowing that it is a gold coin, thinking that it is a useless piece of metal. So that means like we will suffer. So we have the gold coin. If only we know that we have the gold coin, all our problems will be solved. Similarly, a person who remembers that everything is one Ishvara, essentially one Ishvara, such a person will not face any problem. And about Ishvara, like all knowing, yes, Mayeva Udayeti Chidbyomni Jagat Gandharva Pattanam, this Gandharva Nagaram has come from me alone, me as consciousness, me as Chidbyomni, space consciousness. And therefore, I am one with Sarvajna, Sarvakarana, Sarvavyapi Brahman. So which means I will have no problems at all. There is only one Brahman existing, and we can do whatever we have to do externally. External actions doesn't really matter. What matters is this attitude, this remembrance of Ishvara as non-dual Ishvara, as the only person existing or really there beyond the Nama Rupam. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to remember this and thereby make our life blissful. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.